Hello and welcome to Neurology Today, the podcast where we explore the latest breakthroughs in brain science. Today we're discussing a fascinating paper titled Improving Migraine Headache Characteristics with High Dose of Thiamine, a Randomized Double-Blind Controlled Trial, or published in the Current Journal of Neurology, Volume 23, Issue 4, in 2024. We are honored to have with us one of the authors of this paper. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
To begin, what was the central research question that motivated this study?
Well, migraine is a leading cause of global disability, and one proposed mechanism involves diminished energy reserves in the brain. Thiamine, or vitamin B1, is essential for mitochondrial energy generation in the nervous system. Since previous research suggested migraineurs might have lower dietary thiamine, we aim to investigate if high-dose thiamine supplementation could be a beneficial adjunctive treatment for women with episodic migraines.
That's a compelling premise. Could you walk us through the methodology you employed to tackle this question?
Certainly. We conducted a 12-week randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial. We recruited 40 premenopausal women with episodic migraine and divided them into two groups. The intervention group received 990 milligrams of thiamine, taken as 3 330 milligram capsules daily, while the control group received an identical-looking placebo. We then tracked changes in headache frequency, duration, severity, and disability using standardized questionnaires and diaries.
And what were the most significant findings that emerged from your analysis?
The data revealed that the thiamine group experienced a significantly greater reduction in migraine attack frequency, duration, and severity compared to the placebo group. The Migraine Disability Assessment, or MIDAS score, which measures the impact of headaches on daily life, also showed a marked improvement in the thiamine group. This was particularly interesting because while both groups saw a drop in a key migraine-related peptide called CGRP, the change wasn't significantly different between them, suggesting thiamine's benefits might work through a different pathway, possibly by improving mitochondrial energy metabolism.
Considering these results, what is the main takeaway for clinicians and patients dealing with migraines?
The key implication is that high-dose thiamine supplementation may offer a safe and beneficial adjunctive therapy for managing episodic migraine, significantly reducing the burden of the disease. We believe this opens up new avenues for non-pharmacological interventions targeting brain energy metabolism. However, further studies with longer durations and including male participants are necessary to validate these findings and fully ascertain the mechanism.
Thank you again for those brilliant insights into your work on high-dose thiamine for migraine published in the Current Journal of Neurology. It's been an enlightening conversation.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to share our work.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to Neurology Today. Until next time.